Coming up on episode number 569, we return to the normal format of Coverville with a Thursday night cover story. Tonight, celebrating the music of Reverend Al Green. Ah, soul king extraordinaire. You're going to hear some covers of his music, as well as some covers by Al Green and an original. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's April 16th, 2009. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, presenting Al Green, who became Reverend Al Green in the late 70s. One of these guys who absolutely bleeds soul. You put his voice together with some horns, a little bit of light drumming, a bass guitar, and just magic is what comes out. And we're going to hear that throughout the show by some covers by Al Green, as well as some covers of his music that take it in a brand new direction. But we're going to start off with Neither. It's an original by Al Green, a song that a lot of people attribute to the Talking Heads incorrectly. This is a song that those of you in the know is a cover by the Talking Heads. The original is this one right here by Al Green, Take Me to the River, which you'll find on numerous greatest hits collections. Here's Al Green with Take Me to the River.
Dedicate this song to little Junior Parker, a cousin of mine that's gone on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name by saying,
I don't know why I love you like I do, out of all the changes that you put me through, used all my money in my cigarettes. Down
so tied up, oh mom, won't you help me more soon as you can. I'm so tired. That I want to come back. Show me where it's at, baby. I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of all my own. Won't you help me more soon as you can? I guess you know that I love you so. Love me if you want, baby. I'm tired, baby. I'm tired of being alone by myself now. I tell you, I'm tired, baby. I'm tired of being on my own tonight. In my dreams, it's you, baby. Sometimes I wonder.
Just love her voice. Charlene Spiteri from the Scottish band Texas. They got their name from the movie called Paris, Texas. A Scottish band, yes, named Texas. That is from their Greatest Hits album, which came out a couple years ago, 2007, a cover of Al Green's Tired of Being Alone. You may know Texas as the band that used to open up for a band called Foregone Conclusion, which was led by a young David Brent. Before that, Jimmy Barnes. We move from Scotland to Australia. Jimmy Barnes, who is one of the most popular and best-selling artists of all time in Australia, both with his solo career and with a band called Cold Chisel. However, here in the U.S., man, poor guy didn't really make a dent aside from a couple of soundtrack albums, one with the movie Gung Ho. Remember the movie Gung Ho? But probably more prominently as half of the duet of Michael Hutchins and Jimmy Barnes for Good Times, which was the opening song to Lost Boys. And it's weird. I'm not sure. Maybe it's regional. Maybe he made more of an impact on the coasts. But boy, here in Denver, it wasn't until aside from those soundtrack cuts, it wasn't until I started doing Coverville that I heard more about Jimmy Barnes and appreciated the majesty of Jimmy Barnes. That was his cover of Here I Am, Come and Take Me from his 1991 album Soul Deep. And then we started off the set with the man himself, Al Green, with his original version of Take Me to the River, a song that the Talking Heads popularized in the 80s. You'll find that on, like I said, numerous greatest hits. The one I pulled it off of, 2004's Explores Your Mind. Al Green, Explores Your Mind. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by RCP Tones. This is the ringtone producers, designers, creators, that are really making a difference in the ringtone industry. You know, you hear about these, or well, you don't hear about them, you see them. You see all these pop-up menus and banner ads and these annoying little things that try to sell you these ringtones for your phone. And don't get me started on Crazy Frog. But RCP Tones is going to change all that. These guys have no hidden fees, no subscriptions, no DRM, none of that funny business, right? You buy either the individual songs or the individual ringtones, or you can buy a nice batch of them. Let's listen to my favorite and the most popular one, which is RCP Wheel. Wheel A. This is actually the one that I use on my own phone, my iPhone. And what's cool about this, if you do have an iPhone, these things have been digitally mastered to sound incredibly, incredibly clear and also nice and loud on an iPhone. You don't have to have the ringer all the way up in order to hear it if it's in your pocket or in a purse or something like that. They sound incredible both on the iPhone, but if you don't have an iPhone, if you've just got another cell phone that can take MP3 ringtones, well, they've got you covered there too. It's available on iTunes, Amazon, but if you want converted M4R, which is the iPhone format, the best source to get them from is rcptones.com. It's a much better value, super easy install. Basically, you just decompress them, drag them right into your ringtones and iTunes, and transfer them right to your iPhone. Very, very cool. Like I said, also available in MP3 format if you've got a BlackBerry, Trio, Windows Mobile, Android. They do have a new app available on the Android Marketplace as well. Check them out, rcptones.com. Let's listen to their sampler, give you kind of an idea of the more of the business-friendly ringtones that they provide. I love the chime. The chime's awesome. RCPtones.com. Check them out right now and make sure you pick up that big 42 ringtone set, either directly from them or from Amazon or from iTunes. All right, let's get back to this. I'm going to open the second set with an Al Green song as well. This one is a cover, and looking back through my playlist, I'm surprised that I haven't played this before because it is such a cool cover. It's Al Green's cover of the Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand. This version comes from what was the year on this one? This one came out in 1969, this cover did, but it came out also on a collection called We Can Work It Out, which came out a few years ago, I believe, with one of the magazines, most likely Q. I'll find that out for you. In the meantime, here's Al Green with I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yeah, we got the feeling now.
Yeah, we do.
We got the feeling now.
Shut up, Al Green.
Oh, boy. All right, man. God damn. Got to hold your hand, ooh yeah, and when
To come up to you and say, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Light my fire. Light my fire. Come and set the night on fire. The time for messing around, children, is through now. Time to while I'm in the mind. Excuse me.
we could only lose, yeah. And all our love become a funeral pie, but all I want you to do is please, baby, light my fire.
Green covers The Doors right there on a CD called Inspired, The World's Greatest Covers, which came out in 2006. Great version there of The Doors' Light My Fire. Before that, Obadiah Parker. Now, you've probably heard the cover that Obadiah Parker does of Outkast's Hey Yeah, or Hey Ya, Hey Ya. You'll find that on some early episodes of Coverville. Just do a search for that one. You'll find the cover of Let's Stay Together by Obadiah Parker on last year's The Tip Jar, Volume 1, which was an EP put out by Obadiah Parker. I really wrestled with a lot of different, great different versions of Let's Stay Together. For a while, I was trying to decide between Isaac Hayes or Tina Turner, both of whom do a fantastic version of that. Decided on Obadiah Parker just as something different, something maybe that people hadn't heard. But I do want to honor a dedication to Rebecca from Peter. Apparently, Let's Stay Together by Al Green was the first dance at their wedding. So congratulations to Rebecca and Peter. Before that, we start off the set with I Want to Hold Your Hand, covered by Al Green. Of course, the Beatles did it originally, and you'll find it on a 2005 album called We Can Work It Out, which featured some great covers of Beatles songs. Well, right now, it's your time, it's your chance, excuse me, to tell me what you think. Tell me what you think of the show. Tell me what you think Tell me what you think of the show, but then more importantly, tell me who you are. Demographics. This is information that I can use to help get some more advertising for the show, or better yet, more importantly, get the right advertising for the show. How do you do this? By conducting submitting your responses to the Coverville survey, which you'll find on coverville.com right now. It's a great way to tell me all about you and what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, and possibly win a summer getaway from Viator.com. Check out Coverville.com, look over in the sidebar there, and you'll see a link to the survey. And fill it out. Thanks. I appreciate that. All right, let's get to the last set of music here, and this one is great. This one takes a little while to build up, takes a couple minutes to really get into it and really get its swing. But once it does, man, it is just, it blows your mind, man. This is Living Color from 1991's album Biscuits with their cover of Al Green's Love and Happiness.
Love will make you do wrong.
From the Australian TV music game show that I'm still waiting for my invitation to come on and play. That is Nessa Morgan, also Ross Morgan. You know, I think that's a typo. I think that should be Ross Wilson. Ross Wilson and Nessa Morgan doing their cover of Take Me to the River from the Rockquiz Duets from 2006. They were the featured musical mystery guests on that show. It's really a cool show, by the way. If you have not found a way to check out Rockquiz, you really got to check it out, because as an American, you know, who thinks they know music, you're about to get schooled when you watch that show, I swear. Take Me to the River, there by Nessa Morgan and Ross Wilson. Before that, Love and Happiness by Living Color from their 1991 album, Biscuits. And with that, we are going to close out this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, I encourage you to do it. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. We will be back next week with another new show of Coverville. Some surprises in store for both of us, because I don't have anything on my list as far as what I'm doing. But you know what? We're way overdue for an all-request show. So the next show you hear will definitely be an all-request show. Got it? Good. All right. Until then, though, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.